Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
It's no secret that the war between Israel and Hamas is dominating global attention. Maybe like you, I've been devouring reports of the conflict from newspapers, radio, TV, also social media, where nearly a third of U.S. adults now get much of their news. But I noticed something odd. The same dubious images kept popping up on X, formerly known as Twitter. Some of these reportedly depicted fighting in Gaza. Turns out they're from old video games and fireworks celebrations. Also fake were alleged photos of a Hamas fighter holding a kidnapped child and of soccer star Ronaldo holding a Palestinian flag. Those images also appeared on other sites like Facebook and Google, but they were quickly taken down. On X, not so fast. Much has changed since Elon Musk acquired that site last year. He didn't just change the name, he fired half the staff that polices disinformation and election integrity. He also started selling Twitter's coveted blue check reliability guarantee to just about anybody with $8 a month. Last week, he began stripping the original headlines from news stories posted by users. That makes it easier to put fake spin on real events. Musk seems determined to make X more open to controversial views, like his. Shortly after taking over, he began criticizing government COVID policies, saying Ukraine should give up territory to Russia, China should get control of Taiwan. He compared liberal Jewish investor George Soros to Magneto, the Marvel supervillain, who's also Jewish. That prompted charges of anti-Semitism. Musk denied them, though allowing Hamas propaganda on X doesn't help his case. Nor does his recent claim that the Anti-Defamation League is pressuring his advertisers to put him out of business. I personally experienced the new Musk-era X the other day. I tried to report a blatant falsehood, something about Hamas being financed by the Biden administration. To my surprise, X no longer allows dis or misinformation as reasons for removing a post. So, I've been reducing my presence on X. That means missing some news and some photos from old friends, along with Musk's entertaining comments. But I sure do have a lot more free time. And in these troubling days, there's so much else to read that's actually true. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.